quiz time again with John on the Rhondda. But this isn't just any old quiz. This is the John on the Rhondda Centenary Quiz. Three tricky questions coming right up. Question one. Which popular series of Rhondda-based talks is about to celebrate its 100th edition? Question 2. Which popular series of Rhondda-based talks is presented by a man called John? Question 3. Which popular series of Rhondda-based talks are you listening to right now? Just speak your answers out loud and proud to the very next person you meet for your chance to take part in a unique word-of-mouth marketing experiment. John on the Rhondda is a trademark of John on the Rhondda. All rights reserved, all reserves exhausted, all exhausts backfired, all fires doubted, all doubts questioned, all questions answered, all answers right, all rights reserved. Oh, I've got all overexcited again, haven't I? Why? Well, I've realised that this is the 98th episode of John on the Rhondda. Just two more, and I really will have done a ton-up, a whole century. And as an excuse for listening back to some of the highlights of all those episodes, I have promised you a proper quiz, a centenary quiz. So, let's test your knowledge of John on the Rhondda's greatest hits with round two of the quiz. The musical round. Question one. What's the correct response if I was to shout,
"Hipsters!"
I'll say that again, in case you didn't quite catch it.
"Hipsters!"
Question two. Where does a sausage grow? Question 3. A ton-up is slang for exceeding 100 miles an hour on your bike or in your car. But the name of which Rhondda town have I bleeped out in the chorus of this legendary Rhondda rock song?
Set up, gonna take a run up the new road faster than light. Sun up, my age will see the sun up before I get to bed tonight.
And here are the John on the Rhondda centenary quiz answers. Question 1. If I was to go,
"Hipsters!"
The correct response, the only response is,
"Peruvian!"
Yes, that's right.
"Hipsters! Peruvian!"
The Peruvian Hipsters were a classic Rhondda 1980s band. Philip Holt on bass, Jeff Hughes and later Niall Thomas on drums, lead singer Ashley Evans, and their presiding genius, if I can call him that, and Bolshy lead guitarist Nigel Buckland. All the way back in episode 6, I explained how John on the Rhondda met them. The Hipsters were a Treorchy band. But I first came across them in Llwyn-Celyn on a rugby pitch. It was 1985 and the big open-air concert, Valley Aid, was raising money for famine-struck Africa. In the middle of a hot Saturday afternoon, here was this four-piece band holding a decent-sized crowd, spellbound. They got everyone singing along to the wordless chorus of an anthem that went something like, "Woe my woe." I was looking for talent to take part in a documentary I was making for the BBC about young people whose ambitions were being crushed by the Thatcher government. The Peruvian Hipsters fitted the bill perfectly. They had a tough guitar sound, surprisingly catchy melodies, and an edge to their lyrics that was both political and poetic. In interviews, Buckland articulated the anger of a whole generation, and he spoke about the power of music to galvanize young lives.
Day after day, the news is of destruction.
Working with them, I became a fan. And then I left my career in broadcasting and persuaded the hipsters to let me manage them. I curbed the wildest of their rock excesses, got the marketing spot on, they wrote a string of massive hits, and we all went on to global domination, fame and fortune.
It was never meant to be.
That last bit was just a fantasy, obviously. An alternative reality, which I do sometimes indulge myself in imagining. That's what bands can do for us. Sports teams are the same. They give us dreams to dream, and they make us believe that we're part of their story. And here's the twist. In fact, we are a part of their story, a crucial part. If it wasn't for our support, they wouldn't exist, or at least they wouldn't be as well known as they are, however well known they are. Just a thought that might be worth bearing in mind the next time you tune in to your heroes or watch them play. It's you who put them there, no matter how big they are. So here's to the Peruvian hipsters.
Hipsters! Peruvian!
And here's to us, the fans. Second quiz question was, where does a sausage grow? Well, there's no answer to that. But there is a charming song with that title, written by the music hall maestro from Llwynypia, John Henry Tadball. Back in episode 34, John on the Rhondda broadcast J.H. Tadball's music for the first time in a century, thanks to his grandson, Mike Tadball. Mike had recorded the pieces using some special software, and he asked two friends, Eleri Llian Rhys and Chris Breach, to record vocals. J.H. Tadball was a working miner who composed music in a huge variety of styles. Waltzes, foxtrots, tarantelles, polonaises, treatments of Welsh folk songs. He even wrote a sonata. But he wasn't content to stop there. The music hall was the big entertainment venue of the day. Tonopandy could boast no less than three of them. There was the Empire, which later hosted stars like George Formby, Gracie Fields, Harry Secombe, and played a big part in the early career of Ferndale film star Sir Stanley Baker, before it was knocked down and Woolworths was built on the site. There was the Hippodrome, which I remember as the Plaza Cinema. And there was a Theatre Royal, later known as the Town Hall. They say that amongst those who took to the stage there were Charlie Chaplin and an elephant, presumably not on the same bill. So it was natural that J.H. Tadball, who seemed to be able to turn his hand to any musical genre, began to write the kind of light-hearted songs that went down a storm with the mass music hall audiences.
We've heard some talk about what we should eat. We're told to eat more fruit, more fish, more meat. But one thing puzzles me, I'd like to know. Is sausage a fish or fruit or what, and where does a sausage grow?
J.H.'s song was recorded at the time by the hugely popular comic vaudeville duo, the Two Bobs. The cover of the published sheet music has a photo of these big stars cheekily staring out at the audience like an early version of Morecambe and Wise, next to the song title and the proud legend, Words and Music by Jack Tadball.
I've never seen a sausage tree. That's what is always puzzling me. Now tell me, does it grow in the deep blue sea? Does it grow on the old oak tree? I'd really like to know.
Why has all this made such an impression on me? After all, Rhonda's never been short of musical virtuosos. Champion brass bands, world-famous male voice choirs, luminaries of opera and oratorios, pop singers, rock groups, leading lights in musical theatre. And that's the point. J.H.'s story is remarkable. An industrious collier who, at the end of his days of hard labour, somehow found the time and energy to compose and play music of recognisably star quality. And yet, he's just one of a whole galaxy of Rhonda talent, and not just in music. There were miners who were poets, there were miners who were painters, working class novelists and short story writers, and many other Rhonda men and women who rose above the tough circumstances of their lives to express themselves artistically at the highest level.
Now tell me, does it grow in the deep blue sea? Does it grow on the old oak tree? I'd really like to know. Where, oh, where does the sausage grow?
And finally, question three. The title of that great Rhonda rock song is, of course, Tonopandy Tanup. In episode 35, I confessed the truth about the song's genesis and about something else I was writing. I'm writing a novel. I've been at it this ages now, and I think I might be getting somewhere, though not necessarily in a linear fashion. It's a novel about an overly sensitive, painfully thin 17-year-old boy growing up in the Rhondda in 1974. Wonder where I got that idea, eh? Well, I say growing up, but he never really does. Wonder where I got that idea from. Anyway, this boy is into his music. He dreams of writing and recording the great Rhonda rock song. The problem is that he's pretty much tone deaf. He can't play an instrument or even keep a rock steady rhythm. So he fantasizes about recruiting a band of musicians who prepare to play with him as frontman. They'll storm the charts with a series of hits, classic titles like Tonopandy Tanup, Penrhys, and Wales Today. Songs all about the Rhondda and what it's like growing up here, or not growing up here. All of this is pretty far-fetched, I hear you say, not very realistic. Well, it's a novel, so what do you expect? I'm making it up. It's what novelists do. The strange thing is that this friend of mine has just unearthed some recordings of a band from back in the 1970s. Recordings that suggest I may not have been making up very much of this at all. I never got out of Pandy. This is the tape of the band's signature tune, Tonopandy Tanup. The lyrics are pretty mind-blowing. Just made the bend by the plaza. Can't see the shade on the lights. Feeling like Samson in Gaza. It's a Tonopandy Tanup tonight. I really don't write them like that anymore. Mainly because the traffic lights aren't there anymore. Neither is the plaza.
Flying in a car on a pandy, smashed up like a bottle of coke. Driving on a bottle of brandy, someone's idea of a joke. Just made the bend by the plaza, can't see the shade on the lights. Feeling like Samson in Gaza, on a Tonopandy Tanup tonight. Tonopandy Tanup, gonna take a run up a new road faster than light. Tonopandy Tanup, might just see the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Everybody's wanting the answers, written down and sealed in advance.
Everybody's watching the dancers. Who's gonna get up and dance? Everybody grabs what's progressive. Everybody digs what's their own. Maybe we're just too possessive. We'll turn the whole world upside down. Tied up, panic, tied up, gonna take a run up the new road faster than light. Tied up, panic, tied up, my agency, the sun up before I get to bed tonight.
I'm John Geraint Roberts. If you escape alive from this Tonopandy Tanup, join me next time for the 99th edition of John on the Ronda.
Jagger still wants satisfaction. Lennon's imagining peace. Springsteen's deep in a depression. Speed is the only release. Dylan screams out there's injustice. Black and white, below and above. All of them know just what lust is, but no one's quite so sure about love. Tied up, panty tied up, gonna take a run up a new road faster than light. Tied up, panty tied up, my angel see the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Flying in a cart out of Pandy, smashed up like a bottle of coke. End up like an old can of shandy, kicked in an empty and broke. Going out looking for trouble, feeling just a little bit tight. Thinking about bursting the bubble on a Tonopandy Tanup tonight. Tonopandy Tanup, gonna take the runner. Tonopandy Tanup, all right. Tonopandy Tanup, my agency the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Take a run up a new road faster than light. Tonopandy Tanup, my agency, the sun up before I get to bed tonight. Tonopandy Tanup, gonna take a run up a new road faster than light. Tonopandy Tanup, my agency, the sun up before I get to bed tonight.